Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life. Today we want to discuss a different key, and that is being helpful and supportful to other members of your community, members of your society. We need to help one another. We need to stand behind one another. We need to give support to one another. We are social creatures. That's how Allah made us. And we're going to need one another. I'm going to have issues that you can help. You're going to have an issue I can help, and so on and so forth. So there has to be this ta'awun between us, as the Quran calls it. There has to be this, you know, a form of support system amongst us. In chapter Al-Ma'idah and verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wa al-adwan. Support one another in birr, in trying to help each other. What taqwa and piety. This is something that we need to help each other. I help you with becoming a better Muslim. You help me become a better Muslim. And birr, any act that is good, you need to help me do it. I need to help you do it. And then he says, wa ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wal adwan. And do not support each other when it comes to evil and fighting each other. Sometimes some, you know, a problem happens and then we end up supporting those who are trying to create this fitna and this problem amongst others. Allah says, don't do that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us as a Muslim society to be one body. That the Prophet said that if one part of that body hurts, the entire body stays awake at night and in pain. And we can feel this. This is a beautiful example that he gave. Sometimes when you get a toothache, let's say at nighttime you get a toothache, your whole body stays awake. Your whole body is in what we call it, is an emergency mode. Your whole body is panicking. You can't rest. None of your body parts can rest. You can't even taste food anymore. You can't even drink anymore. You can't sleep anymore. You get deprived. The whole body gets deprived. Why? Because you're only having toothache, which is a small, tiny part of your body. And the Prophet says, this is the same thing with the Muslims. They need to come together, support one another, and become one body, that if one part hurts, every other body starts to hurt. And this is a requirement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, لا يزال الناس بخير. People will remain good as long as ما أمروا بالمعروف, they enjoin good, ونهوا عن المنكر, and they forbid evil, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and they help and support each other in good and in piety. That's it. People will be good, their status will be good if they keep maintaining these things. But if they don't maintain them, what happens? The opposite will happen. They'll be in bad. They're not in good anymore. So when we look at the Muslim state in the majority of the Muslim land, in the majority of the countries, what do we see? Do we see that people are supporting each other, or everyone is worried about himself? I'll leave the answer to you. While you think about the answer, let me take a short break and then I'll come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Omoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. We said that we need to support each other in good and in piety based on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he was about to surrender his soul to his Lord after he was struck and martyred, before he passes out and, you know, elevates himself to the heavens, he gave a piece of advice to his son Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Hussein and those who were around him. He was giving them advices and in his final will. He says when he came to this, he read this ayah, ta'awanu 'alal birri wat taqwa. That's even though it's a verse of the Quran, but he gave it to his children as an advice. Support each other in good and in piety. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعَدْوَانِ and do not join each other and support each other in bad things and in hate and animosity. That was also an advice from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, emphasizing this ayah. This is something that we need to do. Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi in hadith says al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. That's a fact need to be understood. It need to be applied, practiced. We always say Muslims are, you know, brothers, because Imam Sadiq says al-Muslim akhul Muslim. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. We always say my brother in faith, my sister in faith, my brother, my sister. That's just words we say, but we don't actually apply it in real life. Now, let me just take this example to the outside. If I truly believed that every Muslim out there, males and females, are my brothers and sisters, would I sit and watch them being harmed and killed and genocide happens to them, dying of hunger, dying of disease, and I just say, hey, who cares? I just go back and eat my lunch as nothing happened. If I see my blood sister or my blood brother being killed or tortured on live TV, how do you think that's going to make me feel? How would it make you feel if that was your actual brother and your sister? You will be enraged. You will commit suicide. I don't know. You will just go and kill whoever is doing that to them because this is your brother. You won't even rest. You won't even sleep. You won't even eat anymore when you see your blood family being tortured. So how is it that we say, oh, the Muslims are all our brothers. She's my brother. She's my sister. But when they're getting killed and massacred, we just don't care. You watch the news and, oh, in Lebanon, 2,000 people got killed. Oh, in Gaza, 100 got killed. Oh, in Iran, 2,000 got killed. In Yemen, you know, 2,000 children dying every day out of not being, you know, they don't have food, they don't have medicine. And we just go on about our day as nothing happened. So sometimes saying something is one thing, believing it, accepting it is another. So the Imam says, "Al-Muslim akhul Muslim." A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. لا يظلمه. He does not transgress against him. And then he says, وَيَحَقُّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي التَّوَاصُلِ وَالتَّعَاوُنِ. Then you have to exert every effort that you can in order to support your brother in faith. That's what Imam Sadiq says. You need to take care of them. You need to show them love, show them care. And that's the advice of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salamullah. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.